Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. To begin today, another reminder that you're welcome to join us for our Christmas Eve services. Our regular Sunday morning worship gathering will have a definite focus on the birth of Christ at 10:30 a.m. here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. And then we'll have a candlelight and worship time on the evening of Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. And so come join us. If you don't have a church home, we definitely want to welcome you home here. And we're at 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. Been talking and praying this week about the good news of song, and looking at songs that have been written in the Bible, that people have sung throughout history, and specifically today, looking at a song from at least a portion of a song from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 12, verse 2, says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." And so when we consider not only what Isaiah has written here, but so many of the Psalms that were written by David and a few others that contributed to that book. One of the great things about songs of strength is that they attribute the source of the strength to God. And that's what makes these songs, the good news of songs, so different from that of the world. The songs of the world tend to, well, if they're about strength, they tend to be about our strength. And they tend to be lifting us up. That's kind of the song of self. And we tend to live that way with the way that our flesh wants to be in charge. Our flesh wants to be noticed. We like the pats on the back. We want the accolades. And so when I talk about songs of strength, I'm not talking about dancing around, singing about how great you are and how you'll defeat everybody and you're the best. And it's always fascinating to me, and I don't watch a lot of sports. I've gotten recently into watching highlights of some of the NFL stuff, and doesn't involve nearly as much time. But one of the things that happens and has happened, seems to be growing in popularity, is the celebration of self when a player does what they're supposed to do, what they're being paid big money to do. And some of the extremes they will go to bring attention to themselves, to highlight even simple plays, that they're the one that did it. Seems to be rather bizarre. And then you have others who quietly do their job and talk about their relationship with God and point to Him as the source of that strength. And that's the songs of strength that God wants us to live with. That we can endure, that we can overcome, that we can accomplish His will and His desire because He's doing it. And so today, as I think about songs of strength, I think about individuals that I know who have allowed God to be that source of strength, and who expressed that? And there are so many in my life, and I suspect there are many in your life. I think of my friend David, who's undergoing some testing today, and the song of strength in his life is a God that sustains. I think of Renee, who's back for another surgery. And the song of strength in her life is God is the source. I think of people that I know that face some very difficult times in life. Some choices by choices that probably weren't the wisest, and others by circumstances that they had very little to do with. And they continue with their words, their life, their action to attribute the strength that they live with to God. And when we think about what it looks like in our life to have songs of strength, we recognize, as the Bible would say, that the battle that we face, the spiritual battle, is not won by the strength of our armies or the number of horses or chariots that we have, but rather by the Spirit of the living God. And when we begin to sing these songs of strength, and again, these songs of strength may sound like you and others like songs, they may not sound like songs. But if we're offering those words and those actions as praise to God, they become a part of that song of strength that we proclaim. And we lift up God and we acknowledge that He alone is the source of our strength, that He alone is the source of our help, and that He works through others, and there's people involved, and sometimes we even have the privilege to be involved in some aspect of the strength of God in our own life, some aspect of the strength of God in the lives of others. And so today, as we pray, we have those opportunities. We have the opportunities to sing the good news of God's strength. We do that with our words. We do that with our music. We do that with our life. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to walk faithfully with You. And there are times in our life that we feel that we can't do it. And the truth is, in our own, we can't. And so we sing the good news of strength, of Your strength that helps us, that emboldens us, that encourages us, that fills us with that desire to trust You. Father, whatever our day looks like today, whether it looks like we're doing well or whether it looks like we're struggling, may we proclaim You as the strength of our life. May You be the one that we call out to in our time of need. And when we have the ability to help others, may we do so fully acknowledging that it's only because of Your strength in us that we are able to provide any good help. So God, may we live by Your strength, not simply for our benefit, but may Your strength working in us be a benefit to those around us. May the things that we do, may the things that we say, may the things that we share, that which we give, be acknowledged as coming from You, the Father of lights that does not change, from whom all good things come. And so, God, today I pray that You would empower each of your children who believe in you have put their trust and faith in you to live with that strength. And for so many in my life that are dealing with some tough issues today, may you be the source of strength that they need. For those that are grieving loss and entering this time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, a time filled with joy, but a time in their lives filled with sadness because of a loved one that's not able to celebrate in person with them. May you be the strength of their celebrations. And whether that celebration this year looks anything like it has in the past or not, may you be the center. For those recovering from surgery, from those experiencing surgery and medical testing, may you be the strength. And may you work in mighty ways through those that you've empowered and gifted to bring help. And out of all of this, may our songs of strength lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.